Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. And you as well here on In the Loop. What can we take from the last 2 weeks, or specifically Sunday for the Texans, and try to apply it to the future? What do you believe is actually sustainable? What gives you the most confidence moving forward for this Texans squad based off of what we've seen the last 2 weeks? Let us know, 713-572-4610. Can also get to us on the YouTube and Twitch chats as well, because obviously that's been the big question. And I've struggled with it as well, of how much of this is simply just Titans and Ravens, two teams that have a total of two victories. They have two bottom five defenses. The Ravens have been surrendering 30-plus points every week. You know, the Titans have had the worst offense I think I've ever seen up until the fourth quarter against the Cardinals. How much of this was simply that, or that things are starting to come together? So let's try to parse through that and see what might be sustainable based off of what we've seen. What's something that you would say, John, that stands out from the last week or two that you think, yeah, you know what, no matter who they're playing, this is something I think they can continue to do moving forward?
I do have a thought or two here on this, because, but I did want to kind of, you know, ask you and Figgy and our listeners, like, there was really nothing bad you could say about this team after.
No.
like offense check, defense check, special teams check, run. And let's get a little more specific. You know, tackling check, penalties check, your running game check, offensive line check, tight ends, you know, check, with Dalton Schultz being having more catches than anybody. Just everything, you know, the secondary, everything. There was not a bad moment that the, you know, a bad sort of unit that the Texans, that you could criticize with the Texans.
Yeah,
can all be sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it could, and then you're looking at, you know, the 72 Dolphins or whatever. what do you think is the most sustainable? To me, it's almost not an easy answer, but I think it's a pretty obvious answer. And that's C.J. Stroud. You know, something clicked. Mm. Something clicked with how he feels in this offense. We heard Nick Caserio talking earlier about they've made some adjustments here, and you will hear some more of Nick Caserio here in the next hour, and you'll hear that here on Sports Radio 610. But you know how they changed some things, they made some adjustments. I really think the sustainable thing here is somehow between his rookie year and the fourth quarter of the Titans game, he wasn't buying it. It wasn't working. It wasn't fitting him or whatever. This, to me, looks like a C.J. Stroud that we were accustomed to seeing as a rookie, in his entire rookie year. I think that's sustainable. I think there is a connection there with he and Nick Caley and Gerard Johnson and Jerry Schaplinski, all these offensive minds that have come together, including Nick Caserio, who, you know, offensive-minded, you know, that might be sustainable. What we saw and how he's handling this offense might be something we see all year long.
I don't disagree with you. I don't think that would have been my number one, but I don't disagree. And by the way, we heard this from teammates as well. Now, of course, they say it after the fact, but after Sunday's game in the locker room, different guys on offense were saying. CJ was just different this past week. Mm-hmm. He came in with just like a different aura, a different vibe, just feeling that confidence. He was locked in on meetings. The practice on Wednesday was just, you know, and they were all saying this, that CJ, things were just different this past week. And obviously the cliche is winning cures all. And, you know, you feel better after a victory going to practice than you do after a loss. And after you start 0-3 and you get that win and you get that fourth quarter. So I do think that CJ might have locked back in where not only with the new offense and everything, but now this team, you're feeling some confidence. You're feeling capable of being able to go out there and do some really good things on offense, and you have that bank that, oh yeah, we can do this, and we can convert second and long, or you know, after a penalty in the red zone, like whatever, we'll still get a touchdown.
Yeah,
you have that confidence. So I don't disagree, and I, you know, I've always been a CJ Stroud guy. Honestly, for me, I guess it goes hand in hand, though. I think the problem for CJ, why I wouldn't put him number one, is because I think it still comes down to the offensive line, and I still have questions about the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
That if they don't protect CJ Stroud, we won't see that good performance, the, you know, the high-end C.J. Stroud that we like to see week in and week out.
Yeah.
So for me, my number one answer would actually be, like, his targets. They had 12 players on Sunday had more than 10 yards, which was a record for Texans franchise history, to have that many players exceed 10 yards in a game. And so I think, as we talked yesterday, Dalton Schultz looking better this year. The rookies getting a little more comfortable. Woody Marks and the two receivers. Christian Kirk having a big game, and as he gets back from injury, I think that can be the most sustainable, that they're relying on four rookies to play some pretty important roles on offense.
Yeah.
And so I think they will get more comfortable, and they will get better with each passing week. And so what we saw on Sunday or the last 2 weeks, that's something that can move forward. And Dalton Schultz and Christian Kirk being more involved in the passing game. So it kind of goes hand in hand with what you were saying. But I would almost put that number one ahead of the quarterback, that I feel like I have more faith and more trust in these weapons now than I did even just 2 weeks ago. And maybe that's fool's gold, but that's how I see it.
Well, it's fair. And it obviously they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what these weapons are doing and CJ Stroud's command of the offense. Here's where maybe, you know, it's not necessarily a negative, but it just can't be sustainable. I'm asking as much as anything. Offensive line. Yeah.
This is the million-dollar question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm still skeptical about this offensive line, so I guess I would skew negative, and I would say that this is not sustainable the last 2 weeks. I mean, he was pressured, what, 6 times all of Sunday?
That's nothing.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Compared to some of the weeks prior or last year at times where he would be pressured on almost half of his dropbacks. So maybe the offensive line will be better than it was to start the year. Maybe it'll be better than I thought, but will it be this good?
Well,
for that reason, I'll say no. You know, can't sustain this. But I'm still a little skeptical on the offensive line.
Yeah, and then here come the Niners. I mean, the Seahawks, and then the Niners, and then Denver, and you know, so you're going to find out if it's sustainable at all. And the other one that I'm hopeful, obviously, about is we've seen some pickup in terms of turnovers, defense getting turnovers, defensive. Petrie obviously with two. They had some turnovers, against the Titans. Is that sustainable? You know, Geno Smith is going to turn the ball over.
Oh, yeah.
Geno Smith is going to, with the Raiders, obviously. That's one thing. But Sam Darnold, he's been playing pretty dang good.
He has been.
Yeah, and so Sam Darnold did have a turnover at the end that was critical as well in their game.
Yeah, that was something, earlier this morning we were talking about what have we been wrong so far about. Sam Darnold will be another one where I thought, take him away from Kevin O'Connell, he'll turn back into a pumpkin. He's actually played pretty well still this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously the next quarterback for the Texans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Like to say that the turnovers are sustainable because of how good this defense is and what we saw last year, and that's kind of the one missing piece. But I'm also that nerdy analytical guy that I subscribe to this theory of turnovers are just fluky and you can't count on them. And that when you get a bunch of turnovers one year, you regress to the mean the next year. And that all fumbles are 50-50 recovery, you know, proposition. So simply based off, like, in a vacuum, or if we were to compare defenses, yeah, of course, the Texans, I would say this is a defense that should, compared to other defenses, should get more turnovers. But I am that wet blanket nerd at the party of saying, like, well, actually, you know, they're all fluky, the turnover plays. So yeah. I can't say, like, oh, yeah, this defense, they're going to get, you know, they can count on turnovers week in, week out, because I subscribe to that
but
notion.
But the stat that you've quoted a couple of times is not fluky. You know, putting the ball in a...
Turnover worthy place.
And that's something that he hasn't done.
Yeah, for Stroud. Yeah, right.
Stroud. Now, yeah. Is that Darnold? You know, that something that he's done? I don't know. I haven't looked at the numbers.
Yeah, I haven't looked. I haven't looked at the numbers, but he is prone to make some silly mistakes at times. And against a good defense, you know, they might put you in those positions more often. So that's what I mean. Like, this defense certainly has the pieces to get those turnovers should start coming. But then I always revert back to, well, you know, it's a fluky thing, so you can't count on it.
Here's the last thing. Is the run game sustainable? You know, what you got out of Nick Chubb, what you're getting out of Woody Marks?
I'm going to say yes. And again, I'm very worried that this was simply matchup-based, you know, even just the last 2 weeks. But I'm going to say yes because I do like Woody Marks. I think it goes back to what I was saying before about the weapons where – I think Woody's just going to get better. I think he already has improved, you know, from the start of the season. And as a rookie getting more reps, he's just going to continue to improve. And then I like that change of pace, that if he becomes more of the option in the backfield and Nick Chubb is instead that change up and you need a smaller role from Chubb, I think that will be to his benefit. Maybe we'll get Joe Mixon back next month. We'll see. who knows? So anyways, I don't think they're going to lead the league in rushing the rest of the way or be the best 1-2 punch of a backfield in the league, but I do think this can be a good 1-2 running back combo for this offense.
Yeah, no, I do, but it does tie in with the offensive line as well. It's interesting. You know, all of a sudden, you know, we're taking the defense for almost for granted. They're going to be good. They're the top scoring defense in the league still, by a wide margin still. But I think we're starting. Well, I'll just ask a question. Figgy, you believe in C.J. Stroud again? You believe in him?
I do. Yeah. I never lost faith in C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, that's weird because just real quick, like yesterday we were getting a couple of texts. You guys quit on C.J. Stroud. You said he was nobody here.
I'm the number one C.J. Stroud fan.
And really speaking for Reggie as well, we were always saying, and I almost was apologetic about it. I was like, I still believe that that's the C.J. Stroud that we, you know, we saw as a rookie. I was blaming more the coordinator, the offensive play calling, the system. Nobody here was out on C.J. Stroud, but I'm talking in terms of like being able to do this, you know, consistently.
Yeah, I never gave up on that, man. Just what he did in his rookie season. To me, it was kind of legendary, man. Yeah. Like he took a long time to even throw his first interception, and that one was a little wonky.
Yeah.
When he ended up getting the ball back, but I always felt like that was there, and that's why I was a little frustrated with how things were going because it's like it's no way you could tell me that first season was a fluke.
Yeah, and we can talk about he didn't seem to be as confident, and I think that's true. I think he'll tell you that. But in terms of like, is he, you know, not it? Nobody here said that. I think he is it. And I think that's what we're starting to see again.
Yeah. The part I was worried about as well was just the scheme, the offensive scheme, the Patriots offense and all that stuff. And you coming down to happen to pay him. Mm-hmm. And I was worried about that. Like, man, I did have questions like, dang, was that maybe that first season was maybe that's all you gonna get, because now you got this Patriots offense and now you gotta pay him $60 million.
Yeah.
I was a little worried about that part.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Still a lot of negativity on the text line, 713-572-4610, in terms of just not seeming, at least the listeners reaching out do not seem to be buying into the last 2 weeks, and are saying wait till they play somebody good. You know, they're going to fall back to that 0-3
Well, we'll
start.
Find out. Sometimes, I mean, that's why we're asking the question, what's sustainable?
But see, sometimes you got to pay. I mean, you got to play the people that ain't that good and just kind of get your confidence up a little bit, man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to pick on somebody smaller to get your confidence up, right?
Well, I do like this phrase from 713. They said, bullying the weak doesn't make you strong. They haven't played anyone good to trust them. Mm-hmm. That's the concern with this team. But Figgy, like you said, I mean, with all the moving pieces, I think this is kind of what they needed to build some confidence. It's like the kid that gets bullied all the time finally has a chance to bully someone himself and gets a little confidence out of it and can start standing up for himself afterwards. But otherwise, yeah, someone said the fourth down percentage is crazy good right now. Yeah, the Texans, I think, are 6 for 7 on fourth downs. I don't know if that's sustainable.
Yeah.
That might regress
fair.
To the mean.
That's fair.
And then somebody else said the offense's tempo and quick passes are sustainable. The quick pass is the big thing. CJ Stroud got rid of the football faster on Sunday than any other game. I think that's what you have to do to be success. The tempo, though, and I talked about this with Ron when I was with him last week, that's just – they have been better when they've gone quick, but you can't, you know, it's not Chip Kelly.
I don't think you can do it for 4 quarters.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do it for 4 quarters, and you can't do it for 17 games. So I don't think that's sustainable. Mm-hmm. This isn't Chip Kelly at Oregon. So you just got to be able to win other ways in the NFL.
Joe Flacco got traded.
Oh, wow.
Joe Flacco got traded to the Bengals.
Going down 71 South.
My goodness. First of all, what does that say about both squads? What does that say about the Bengals?
Yeah, they're in a bad spot.
What does it say about the Browns?
Man. Hey, it's Dylan Gay real season, man.
Yeah.
Does Shadur start to pop up a little bit more?
Yeah. He going to be second.
Deshaun?
Yeah, making his way back. 40 years old.
He's still on vacation, apparently, judging from his wife's Instagram.
Do you think Deshaun will start for the Browns at any point this season?
Hell no.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
Hell no. But Shadur all of a sudden gets in the mix.
QB number two now.
Yeah.
Everybody been crying about it. Mm-hmm. Now QB number two.
Yeah. This is crazy, man.
40-year-old
For a sixth-round pick, that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
No. They trade Flacco and a sixth-round pick to the Bengals for a fifth-round pick.
Still not bad.
Hey, that's a 40-year-old quarterback,
that's
man.
That's good. Yeah.
Take a flyer. Yeah. Jake Browning's been terrible. Browning played really well when he filled in for
he was awful.
Burrow in 2023. Yeah. He's been terrible this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Multiple turnovers, I think, in every start.
They got Flacco in a
traded him in the division, too. Pick. They traded him in the division, so he's going to play against the Browns again if he make it.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite line from the movie Moneyball, where Jermaine Dye is being a difficult teammate when he comes to the A's, and then Brad Pitt's character says, you know, the Yankees are paying you to be here. That's how little the Yankees think about
That's
you.
That's right.
He's like, so why don't you drop the ego? Yeah. And, you know, your last team, or David Justice, not Jermaine Dye, David Justice, but same idea, you know. Like, stop the ego. The last team you were with paid you to go compete against them. And Flacco, same thing.
Goodness, Joe Flacco.
Yep.
Man. Career earnings of $185 million.
I honestly would have thought it'd be higher.
You know who's looking down on him right now? His kids. Yeah. Like, Dad, you suck.
That's right. Remember they said
that? Yeah.
He said, if you win another Super Bowl, then maybe we might consider you good. Dad, you suck.
You suck.
Well, maybe he could save the Bengals in that ridiculous division of quarterbacks right now. Cooper Rush, Dylan Gabriel, maybe Joe Flacco again, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Quite the division. Hey, it's time for our confessions presented by the Men's Clinic, and we'll do it next here on In the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.